jump off the diving board. I'm too scared. Even the little kids can do it. Maybe I should quit swimming.
Hey, with God's help, you can be brave enough to try it. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. I'm so glad you stopped by. Let's get started. Joshua 1:9 is a great Bible verse for every single kid to memorize. It says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." That's what God told Joshua before the Battle of Jericho. It was true for him then, and it's true for you now. So if you're ever afraid, like at school or on the sports fields or even at the high dive at the pool, God can help you be brave. Just remember, He's always with you and He always has your back. Well, that's what our story's about today. It's called Nothing to Fear. More than a dozen kids stood in line waiting for their turn on the diving board. Will's stomach churned. He quickly got out of line and joined his dad, who was waiting at the edge of the pool. "I can't jump, Dad. I'm afraid." Dad took a deep breath and smiled. "Will, you've been taking swimming lessons for weeks now. It's okay to be scared, but let's try to move past it so you can make progress." Will cast his eyes downward. "Maybe I should quit swimming." Dad shook his head. "I know you're frustrated, Will, but that's not a good reason to throw in the towel." A splash of water hit Will's back. He looked over his shoulder. "Look, Dad, even little Joey dove into the pool. I want to go home." Dad sat down and patted the bench behind him. "First, let me tell you something my father told me when I was taking swimming lessons." "You took swimming lessons?" Will asked. Dad nodded. "Yes, and my father reminded me that Jesus isn't just with us in church, He's with us everywhere. Instead of being afraid when we face obstacles, we can trust Him to give us strength. Because He died and rose again to save us, we have nothing to fear. That doesn't mean we shouldn't make wise, careful choices, like whether or not to jump off the diving board, but we don't have to run away from something just because we're afraid. As God's children, we can depend on Him to help us overcome fear and face any obstacles we encounter." "I never thought about it like that," said Will. The sun started to beat down on them. Will pulled the towel off his chair and covered his head with it. Dad watched the other kids having fun. A few minutes later, Will sprung from his chair. "I feel rested now. Can I get back in the water?" "Sure." Dad rose to his feet. "I'll sit on the edge of the pool with you." Will shook his head. "That's all right. I'm ready to trust God to help me do something I need to do." As Dad sat back down, Will shouted, "Diving board, here I come." So how about you? When you face a scary or challenging situation, do you trust God for strength, or do you avoid it? Jesus loves you and doesn't want you to live in fear. He's with you always, and He'll give you the strength you need to face life's challenges. So instead of giving up when you face difficulties, trust Jesus to help you overcome your fear. Our key verse today is 2 Timothy 1:7.
"For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but one of power, love, and sound judgment."
And our key thought today, trust God for strength. One of my favorite things to do is read the Keys for Kids stories every day. If you like to do that too, now you can read them on your Nook or Kindle. And there's more than just the stories for you. You can also find the activities too. One of my favorite activities from the book is making slime from Amalia's Pity Puddle story. So grab a parent and go to keysforkids.net and click shop. The Keys for Kids ebook is a great way to have story time with God every day. So jump into His Word with the Keys for Kids ebook at keysforkids.net and click shop. My name is Zach. Thanks for joining me today on Keys for Kids. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.